Here's an opportunity for you to get up to 75% off many of the resources you hear us promote on Issues Etc. It's Concordia Publishing House's warehouse sale from 8 in the morning till noon on Saturday, November 3rd. Concordia Publishing House is located south of Interstate 44 at 3558 South Jefferson in St. Louis. The 2012 warehouse sale, Saturday morning, November the 3rd at Concordia Publishing House, 3558 South Jefferson in St. Louis.
I want to talk to you about women.
And about Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney is for ending funding to Planned Parenthood,
including cancer screenings. He said he'd overturn Roe v. Wade.
We have Republicans trying to redefine rape,
trying to force women to undergo invasive ultrasounds.
If you think that this election won't affect you and your life, think again.
Vote.
Vote.
Vote for Barack Obama.
MoveOn.org. Political action is responsible for the content of this advertisement.
All right, that's an ad that is slated to be shown, airing nationally in the battleground states of Colorado and Virginia. Of course, they're talking about Mitt Romney, the Republican Party, and they want you to vote for Barack Obama. Is the ad true? Is it true what the producer of the ad, Rob Reiner, famous Hollywood star, has said, that if Mitt Romney is elected, he will eviscerate women's rights in the United States? Joining us to talk about the ad, featuring some of the glitterati of Hollywood, Scarlett Johansson and Eva Longoria and Kerry Washington, Dr. Jennifer Roback-Moore. She's founding president of the Ruth Institute based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities, and she's authored the book Smart Sex and Love and Economics. Jennifer, welcome back.
Hi, Todd.
What do you make of this? Pulling out, I guess you could say, at least in terms of Hollywood starlet power, the big guns.
Todd, I think you guys should pay me hazard pay for having to watch something so vapid as those three women pretending to know something. I mean, that was painful. That was unbelievable. They don't have anything to say. It's a good thing they had a teleprompter. That's all I can think of.
They claim, and it's just short, kind of quick statements about Governor Romney, that he'd overturn Roe v. Wade, that Republicans are trying to redefine rape and trying to force women to undergo invasive ultrasounds. They say,
you know, that's the one that really got me, the invasive ultrasounds. Now, I'll admit it's been a while since, my daughter's 21 years old, so it's been a while since I've had an ultrasound, but it seems like that's something that happens on the outside of the body. You know, I mean, the little gizmo, they put a little gel on your tummy and they rub the little wand over your stomach. That all happens outside of the body. And what's invasive about that? I don't understand even what they're talking about. They're talking about the states that want women to see an ultrasound before they have an unchangeable, before they make the irrevocable decision to end the life of their baby. Is that what they're talking about as an invasive procedure? The abortion is far more invasive than an ultrasound. They've lost their minds. I can't even think what they're talking about.
Well, okay. What I'm wondering about is up to this point, both candidates have been relatively silent on the campaign trail about abortion, and I think it's safe to say that MoveOn.org cannot be characterized in any way as moderate or middle of the road or independent thinking.
No, that's right.
When they do spend the money and the star power and the political capital to produce something this close to the election, suddenly the topic is abortion.
Well, you know, the reason I think that's the case, Todd, is that there are a lot of people, especially on the Democratic hard left, who believe that the only women's issue out there is abortion. You know, it's all abortion all the time. And that's because the people they perceive as their constituents think like that. You know, when Barack Obama decided to do a health care plan, he partnered with Planned Parenthood rather than partnering with actual health care providers, you know. So this is how these people are oriented. This is how they think. And so it doesn't surprise me that MoveOn.org and other George Soros-funded organizations would be focused on this. The real issue, though, is that most women are not focused on it, certainly not focused on it this way. I mean, the fact of the matter is, Todd, that the pro-life movement is dominated by women. It's the only part of the of the conservative movement that has any significant numbers of women as part of the coalition. You know, it's a pro-life, pro-family, pro-marriage movement. It's dominated by women, and the pro-life movement is dominated by youth and young people, you know. So these guys, I think they're in a time warp of some kind, you know, thinking it's not the 1970s or the 1980s, that this is what women want, you know, actually is all abortion all the time. You know, a lot of women are planning to go through their entire lives without ever doing an abortion even once, you know. The Democrats just have not gotten the memo.
Now, at the top of the list, and we haven't mentioned this yet, at the top of the list of their indictments against Governor Romney is that he would end federal funding for Planned Parenthood. And it strikes me as rather telling that the money issue for this very generous, at least with the Democratic Party, organization like Planned Parenthood is really their highest priority.
I think that is very telling. That I think most people don't want Planned Parenthood to be funded. You know, the movement to defund Planned Parenthood has been a very active, successful grassroots movement on the pro-life side. A lot of people, even people who think abortion should be legal, have a problem with the federal government financing an organization whose main business is birth control and abortion. So the little tagline that those guys throw on, they want to defund Planned Parenthood, including cancer screenings, as if there's no other place on the planet that one can get a cancer screening except going to Planned Parenthood. You know, this is their fig leaf that they throw up. I think that the ad is showing that this ad is for their base. This ad is to stir up people who already have every intention of voting for Barack Obama. That ad is certainly not aimed at any kind of undecided, middle-of-the-road, independent-minded voter. It is certainly not, because the average independent-minded voter is much more likely to say, why has the government given any money to Planned Parenthood? That's a fine organization that could stand on its own. They don't need any money from the federal government, you know. So I think it's either that ad is for their base, or it proves the Democrats are clueless. Those are the only two possibilities.
I'd like your reaction to what the producer of this new MoveOn.org ad, Rob Reiner, had to say about Mitt Romney and women on Erin Burnett Out Front.
But when it comes to things like women's reproductive health care, you can't lie. You can either say, I'm for a woman's right to choose, or I'm not. And Romney is very clearly for women's right to choose. One of the few things that is very rarely talked about in presidential politics is the Supreme Court. And
right.
A president has very little power when it comes to pushing policy. You can do some, but you've got to have a filibuster-proof Senate and all of that. The one place where you do have power is on the Supreme Court. And this president is going to have at least two, maybe three nominees to the Supreme Court. And Mitt Romney has said unequivocally that he will see to overturning Roe v. Wade. That will directly affect women's ability to choose. So I think it's a critical issue, and I think it's important that women know that.
Again, that's Rob Reiner speaking on CNN's Erin Burnett Out Front. What's your reaction there, Jennifer?
Well, I think the critical thing for women to know, and really for the entire country to know, is that most legal scholars with two brain cells to rub together have admitted long ago that Roe versus Wade was a terrible decision. It was wrongly decided. And overturning Roe versus Wade, it would be, in fact, a good thing. Because what overturning Roe v. Wade means is that now the states would have an opportunity to make the laws that the people of that state happen to want. That's what it means to overturn Roe versus Wade. Overturning Roe versus Wade does not mean that abortion is going to be outlawed the very next day. That's not what it means. So this is a red herring type of rhetoric that we are hearing from a guy like Rob Reiner, who I guess he is a meathead, so maybe he doesn't know any better. But honestly, the people of this country are intelligent enough to realize that overturning Roe versus Wade, even if the Supreme Court were to do it tomorrow, it doesn't mean that abortion is going to be outlawed. The people have to decide that for themselves at the state level, and that's where it always should have been decided. And I think what you'll end up seeing is a patchwork of of laws and restrictions and so on across the various states. And the whole, all of the fighting that has been focused at the federal level, that has been focused on the federal judiciary, all of that energy will then be focused at the state level and the legislatures. And that's where it always should have been in the first place under our system of government. I think you can safely say that Roe versus Wade and the controversy over abortion has corrupted the judiciary and our whole understanding of the judiciary, because there's Rob Reiner saying the most important thing that the president's going to do is appoint Supreme Court justices, and by golly, we want a guy who's going to use a litmus test on our side to appoint those Supreme Court justices. Well, that's absolutely the wrong way to be running the federal judiciary, and that is what Roe versus Wade has required people to do, because it never was a good decision. It's an inhuman decision, and it's not a correct interpretation of the Constitution, and so therefore it has to continually be propped up with different kinds of subsidiary rulings, you know, that keep the whole abortion on demand policy alive, because it can't stand on its own. It can't stand on its own, number one, because it's wrong, and number two, because enough people know that it's wrong and don't want it, that it simply can't stand on its own. So I think whether Rob Reiner realizes it or not, he's given people a very good reason to vote in favor of Mitt Romney and a more modest role for the federal judiciary.
Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse is founding president of the Ruth Institute, based in San Marcos, California. You find out more about the Ruth Institute and its blog at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Dr. Morse also taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities, and she's author of the book Smart Sex and Love in Economics. Jennifer, thank you very much for being our guest.
You're very welcome. Thanks, Todd.
When we come back, we're going to focus on someone who will be remembered rather soon on the church's calendar. He's a considerable figure, not only the author of a gospel, but the author of the Acts of the Apostles, the evangelist Luke, with Dr. Peter Scare. Stay tuned. We're joined now by listener Rocky. Rocky, tell us about the tax benefits of donating stocks to Issues, et cetera.
What we discovered in talking with our tax people and our stock advisors is that it would be beneficial for us to be giving our charitable donations by this means, by giving stocks, which meant that we could give a stock and essentially say if you gave a $100 stock, it's straight money to whatever charitable organization you want to give. As opposed to cashing it out, we'd only be able to give whatever portion was left over after the tax consequences.
How would you advise our listeners if they're interested in donating stocks, bonds, or mutual funds?
They need to go and talk to their stockbroker or their tax person, and I think they'll find out it makes a heck of a lot of economic sense. And you're much better steward with your money, because what you're ending up doing is stretching the dollars that you're able to give donation-wise. And you're able to give a whole lot more directly to those people that you want to support, and you're able to preserve much more for yourself using the laws that have been provided for it.
Rocky, is there anything that we left out that you want to tell our listeners?
Well, the only thing that you've missed is that people really need to support Issues, et cetera. This is a terrific way to do it in a very economical way. It's a way to do it and be good stewards of the resources that God has blessed people with. And I would encourage everyone to support Issues, et cetera, in every possible way that they can. And if this is available to them, I'd encourage them to look into it, because it not only will help them, but it'll help Issues, et cetera, also.
To find out how to reduce your tax burden and support this worldwide outreach by donating stocks, bonds, or mutual funds, talk to your stockbroker or tax advisor, and then call Craig here at Lutheran Public Radio, 618-223-8385.
Where Christianity meets culture, you're listening to Issues, etc.
In the 1500s, the Reformers grieved over the view people had of their callings in life, believing work done for the church superior to work done anywhere else. So the Reformers worked to restore a proper balance. But as it's written in Ecclesiastes, there's nothing new under the sun. 600 years later, with the thought of everyone a minister, haven't we gone back? The CLCC has released a new seminar on the doctrine of vocation, an important Lutheran teaching that has fallen into disuse over the years. The solution is to start teaching it once again. The seminar contains four lessons, with a standalone overview lesson available for circuit convocations. Serving our neighbors through our vocations is essential for the task of evangelism practiced according to Scripture. Contact us to schedule your seminar today at theclcc.org. That's theclcc.org. And please, consider joining the CLCC or making a donation to help us bring these powerful but low-cost seminars to the laity. theclcc.org.